Don't you think you should put your other music on? Or you're just going to be the soundtrack now?
I'm going
to
be the
cheap to go get music to play on the show. You're just going to sing it.
Well,
it's not even singing.
My wonderful assistant intern, Estevine. You know, he sent over the record of the calls, but he didn't actually send the calls.
Oh,
so I sent him a message saying, "Hey, you forgot to send the audio." Uh-huh, uh-huh. He responds with, "Make it up yourself." All I'm saying is Dan Goodman would have not done this to me, okay? So here we go. This is the call from Jesus Geek.
You Texans, you drive me crazy. Your stuff. You know what? What you were talking about the other day with the hot thing? Well, I totally disagree. It's not hot at all. Sky's not blue, and I don't even like you. I don't even know why I listen. Bye. JesusGeek.info.
So that was our call from Jesus Geek. And then Lewis in Kansas.
This is Lewis in Kansas, and I've got to call in and tell you that Buford came by here and sang a song for me on the guitar, and my wife Dina was saying that if I'm the emperor of Kansas, then she must be the empress.
And that was Lewis from Kansas.
Yay! Hi, Lewis.
And here's Dave from California.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Dave, and I'm better than you. And that was Dave from California calling in his... Greg from Tacoma. Hey, guys. I really like your show and everything. And I just wanted to call in and say that I really like your show. And you should play more of your shows and stuff. And you should do more shows. Okay, bye.
That wasn't Greg from Tacoma. That was a terrible.
I can't do Greg. Greg never does.
It's Greg from Tacoma. You have to have it slow.
Oh, slow. I can't do the Seattle. I can't do the Seattle accent.
Oh.
I'm very bad at the whole South Seattle accent mm-hmm. thing. The whole Oregon, Washington accent.
Uh-huh.
The Kurt Cobain kind of thing.
Okay.
Hey, wait.
That's not what Greg from Tacoma sounds like.
It's not.
No. So those are your calls.
Those are your calls. Okay. So that's thanks it. For calling in, guys.
And we appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Oh, brother.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole.
Yes, sir!
Yes, girls. So, on Saturday, it was hot.
It was hot.
Saturday marked the transition between hot, H-A-W-T, and freaking hot, which is our determination for when it doesn't get cool at night. And anyway, so we started off Saturday morning. Faith's like, you know, it's really hot today, so let's, you know, kind of keep it home-based. And we're going to redo this room in here, and we're going to change the room out a little bit, and we're going to need to clean that out your garage a little bit, you know, and maybe get some stuff in the attic and out of the attic. And the other thing we're going to do is we finally got paid for all the damage that occurred. Our insurance paid us.
Yay!
For all the damage.
Yay!
So we can replumish our savings account and also get a couple of things that we still had not bought yet.
Right.
Like the microwave and that kind of thing. So...
Anybody need a microwave?
Pay our electrician, you know, because it's been a while. It's like, you know, he sees me at church. And he's going, so we were very excited about getting all that stuff out of there. We took it to Goodwill, and anyway, so we went up in the attic. One of the first things we did was go up in the attic. It was like I don't know, the surface of the sun, whatever that temperature is.
I didn't think it was so terrible bad at first when I got up there. And
that's because you have this little layer of air around you, this little pocket of air around you.
And I settled in and I thought, okay, I'm not going to be up here very long. And then I got, and when I stood there, I went, I don't know why I'm here. Why did I come up here? Brad, yeah. Why am I here?
Yeah, you were up there to get the
cradle thing, but I couldn't find it.
We got to take it back to Wisconsin with us.
And so I was up there for 5 minutes, and then Brad said, "Get down before you collapse." So then he went up there and I had to go into the house, and then I got drinks and I came back out and I heard this giant crash. And I ran outside and I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay? I thought for sure you'd collapse.
No, no, I hadn't. I was moving things around as quickly as possible.
Yes.
There was a shelf. You know, those little, I don't know what you call them, but they're the shelves that go behind the toilet. You know,
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a shelf that goes behind the toilet and you stack stuff on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was one of those in our attic and it was metal.
From the old house.
It's in the attic and you touch it and it would burn your hands.
No, I handed it to Brad and it burned me. It hurt.
It hurt.
But we took it.
That's
to
how hot it was.
Why did we keep that when we moved here?
No, we had
it. Did we think that we were going to use it?
Yeah, we used it in Helen's room.
Helen's bathroom.
Yeah, we used it in Helen's bathroom.
But then when we redid the bathroom like 6 months ago,
why did we
put it in the attic and not get rid of it?
You weren't sure, I guess, that you wanted to get rid of it yet.
Oh. I mean, it was a cool one. It was very modern looking.
We both have a little pack rat in us.
A little bit. But then I get over it and give everything away.
Then you go a little crazy. Yes,
I do.
You do.
I go overboard
in the other direction. She was looking for things to throw away.
I was.
It's not throw away, but give away.
Because when we took all that stuff. Okay. We'd been saving all of the damage.
This is about hot.
We have been saving all of the damaged electronic and sundry items.
Three televisions, three stereos, three DVD player, or two DVD
players,
a DVD recorder,
speakers,
a phone charger, a drill charger.
All kind of weird stuff.
Battery charger.
So we saved all this stuff. It was all piled in our garage. It looked like a pawn shop.
We still have a microwave.
Well, that's still in above the stove.
Right.
When we buy a new one, we'll put it in there. However.
Yes.
We'd been saving because we thought we didn't know if the insurance company would need pictures of it, if they needed to come to see if it was really true.
Numbers, serial numbers.
I mean, they just believed us.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, we could have made the whole thing up and just got money.
Yeah. That's amazing. Anyway, so we'd saved it all.
We did send a report from the electrician.
Well, of course. We find out that they've mailed the check, and we're like, oh, get rid of this stuff. So Friday we go out there, we load it all up, we get it out of there. Well, that starts all of a sudden. I'm like, that was Wednesday night. Thursday I cleaned out the linen closet. I cleaned out our closet. I'm like, I'm on. I feel lighter already. Yay. So then Saturday I kept going because I was just. Did you know? Did I tell this story yet?
I did not know.
We had 10 sets of full-size sheets in our linen closet. 10.
Let's get back to the hot.
No. 10.
It doesn't matter.
Why?
I don't know.
Did I have 10 sets of full-size sheets? We only have one full-size bed.
Because, you know why? All right, you want to get into this? You want to get into this, Missy? I'll tell you why. Because you walk in there and you go, you know what? I think I want to do the bedroom in blue now. Don't you? Doesn't this look good, blue? We just painted it brown 2 weeks ago. No, I think blue's better. I don't like the brown. Then we paint it blue, and then 2 weeks later, that blue's not really good. But every time she repaints, which if she was just repainting, that would be fine. But she's got to buy all new bedding. Because everything's got to be perfect.
It does.
This is the spare bedroom.
Well, it's true. The spare bedroom's been like four different colors.
Since anybody saw it.
That's not true. It's been the same color for a year.
How many times have you painted the bathroom? Do we even want to get into that?
Three or four.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been that way for a long time, and I'm not changing it because I finally like it.
Good. Now, back to hot.
Oh, sorry.
So on Saturday, we get through the attic, and that was, like I said,
hot.
The surface of the sun hot. We get through doing that, and I mean, we started fairly early in the morning. It was just,
I did. I don't know about you.
So we do all that. Now, okay, back up just a minute. Helen has been begging to go to the lake and ride bikes. Now, the lake, it's a little park in Silver Springs called Coleman Park. It's a little bitty lake that's there, and there's a trail that goes all the way around it, and then there's a place where there's a man-made waterfall, and the waterfall flows down over these rocks and everything, and you put your feet in them, and it's, you know, if you want to. And and anyway, there's a trail that goes around, and it goes through all the baseball parks and all the soccer fields and stuff, and there's like a walking trail.
And you ride your bike.
Trail. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
So she likes to go do this.
Except for when it's 8,000 degrees.
Well, so she's been asking and begging me to go do this.
And we've been saying, no, it's too hot.
Well, not really. We've been saying, well, we'll see. We'll see this weekend. Maybe this weekend. We'll see Saturday. Maybe Saturday. But stuff keeps coming up. And so it kept getting pushed back and pushed back. So finally she says, you know, Daddy, can we go, you know? I'm like, oh, you know, I put her off so many times. I'm like, okay, we can go. We'll try to go Saturday. What do you mean try? you know, because we've right. said that kind of same kind of thing to her so many times.
So you promised her you would take her.
So I'm like, no, I promise unless it comes a tornado or, you know, or somebody yes. dies or goes to the hospital, we will go. So sure
after
enough,
we've worked all day,
Saturday comes and it is the first day of freaking hot. It is 104 degrees.
No, it was 109 when I went to the furniture store and I came back in the car. My car
said 109, but I think officially it was 104.
109.
So anyway, so I run. So we did all this and we worked around the house and we worked in the garage. And then, you know, then I desperately wanted to, well, it wasn't really like we really had plans, but we wanted to go eat. And I didn't want to go eat, get cleaned up, go eat, and then go out and get sweaty again, have to come back and take another shower
right.
and go to bed.
Right.
So I'm like, well, we'll just go now. It was only like 4 or 5 o'clock, right? 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah.
And we said, we'll go now. It's the hottest part of the day. It's the hottest. I picked the hottest time of the day to go.
Yeah.
So let's go. So she's all excited. So we go.
I did not go.
No, Faith did. Faith is smart.
I have brain cells left.
So we go.
They didn't fry, apparently, in the attic.
We put our hats on. We had hats. And we went.
No sunscreen, though.
No. Well, it's mostly. I mean, there's not a lot of time you spend in the sun because the trail's got trees and.
Doesn't matter.
So we didn't get burnt. Okay. So we went
It's because you were there for like 10 minutes.
We went all the way around.
Oh, did you? Say you were only there for 15 minutes.
Well, I don't know. We went all the way around.
Okay.
30 minutes, maybe.
Did she want to die?
We went and got our Gatorade, and we went down there, and we put our Gatorade in the truck, parked the truck in the shade, cracked the windows, got on the bikes, took off. You know, we're doing good. And we rode over to the – and we did pretty good because we rode all the way through the trees and everything.
It wasn't so bad.
Downhill mostly. Get to the waterfall and thing, and she puts her feet in the water, and we play around there for a little while, and then we get back up on our bikes, like, all right, let's go, you know. She's like, okay, we're going. I said, you ready to go home? No, we got to ride around the lake. Okay, all right. So then we get back on our bikes and we go all the way around the lake. Now, as we leave the waterfall area and go on the big trail around the lake, it's out in the sun.
Uh-huh.
And it's mostly uphill.
Uh-huh.
So not a steep uphill, right. Just a little
grade.
Uh-huh. You got to keep pedaling. We get about halfway. We get to the furthest part we can
away from the truck.
From the truck. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I can't go anymore.
I'm done.
I'm like, oh, no, you're not done because it's too sticking out for me to carry you. So you're either going to die here or you're coming back with me. So she toughed it out. She's a good little trooper. She toughed it out. She pumped her legs, and we went all the way back to the truck. We got to the truck. We got our Gatorade. She jugged it. I mean. And I said, are you happy that we got to go? Not really. I'm like, well, are you at least grateful that your daddy kept his promise and took you? Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you, daddy.
We learned a valuable lesson.
Yes.
And then we learned why mom and daddy don't want to go at 6 o'clock at night to go ride bikes. Right.
And then we took cool showers and went and had somebody bring me tea, which was always nice.
Always good. I had to promise him when I asked him to do all these projects in the morning that at the end of the day, somebody would bring him tea.
That's my payment.
Somebody other than me would bring him tea.
I want to go sit somewhere where it's cool and have somebody bring me tea.
I said, I'll bring you tea. And he said, but you don't. You say you're going to bring me tea, but you don't.
And you let my tea glass get empty.
You don't fill up mine either. And I put tea on the table for dinner. I mean, I fill up your glass and put it on the table.
If you put the pitcher on the table, that might be all right.
I'm not going to put that ugly thing on the table. Mess up my table.
All right.
There you go.
There is hot for you. Guess what? Staveen sent the calls.
Yay. I'm not listening to them today.
Not today. We're tomorrow. Done. No, tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll listen to the calls tomorrow.
Did you get that email from Alex about...
The real calls, not my sorry version of what you called in to say.
About summer classes for men. Did you get that email from Alex?
I did, but I don't...
You didn't read it? It was actually funny.
I kind of read it, but...
It was actually funny.
I don't think it's anything worth reading over the
air. I'm not going to read it over the air. I just wanted to know if you got it because it was funny.
I did get it, yes. And I kind of looked at it, and yes, they were cute. It was about how to fill ashtrays and boil water, basically. Classes for men. Ha ha, funny, we're all idiots. Yeah.
No.
I've been filling ashtrays and boiling water since before you were born, Missy.
You did not.
Did too. My daddy had me filling ashtrays when I was like 3. I was old enough to have ice.
Whatever. You commented my daddy on my would
not,
status?
My daddy would not let me have ice until I could fill the ashtrays. That was the rule.
Oh,
with
sure.
Responsibility. With privilege comes responsibility.
Ice? That's a big that's a big responsibility.
In Texas, yeah.
Well, before we had ice makers...
It was.
There was nothing worse than going and getting two ice cubes out of the ice tray. That was so irritating.
No, that was a beating in my house. Because first of all, we didn't have... We don't... See, your parents... Your mom's out of control with her freezer, by the way. There's no room in her freezer for anything. Mm-mm. And she doesn't have an ice bucket. See, we always had an ice bucket in the freezer. A big, long, square ice bucket. So that you could take the ice tray.
She used to. Growing up, we always did.
And crack it. And then you fill up the ice tray and you put it back in.
She always did growing up. I don't know what happened to it.
Huh.
I don't know where it went.
Now she has a plastic sack, which is impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It's untenable.
I hate that.
Completely untenable.
It's annoying. And I don't know what the deal is.
See,
I'm like, why
do.
Did you not buy a refrigerator with an ice maker?
See what you can do about that.
It's like 2009, right? It's like
2009, people. So this afternoon, we are leaving for Wisconsin to where it is much cooler, I've been promised, than it is here.
Hopefully. You get to go fishing.
We're going
to
go fishing and we're going to relax in the coolness of the Wisconsin evenings. And we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Why is there a fake faith on Facebook? It says, ha ha, good try, Brad. I don't, what does that mean?
I have no idea. Why are you searching?
I just clicked on Jen's email.
They think that I have created a fake faith, but I haven't. That's really you.
No, it's not. What is this?
Why are you searching Facebook while in the middle of a show?
Because you, I don't know. You mentioned something.
Say Vios congeos to the nice people.
Vios congeos.
We're leaving for Wisconsin this afternoon. We will have another show for you for tomorrow, which will be your calls.
Hey, they have a pink Mac.
We will be out. And so in Wisconsin. And we'll try. I'm going to take my little handy Zoom with me and we'll try to record some shows on the road and be entertaining then as well. We'll see how it goes. All right. Vios congeos, everybody.
Vios congeos.
You know what? I got hot going, and I don't have the show ending ready like I'm supposed to. Oh, well. The show is now over, officially. We'll just end with this. This is good. We can end with this, can't we?